The independent review has been launched by the Department of the Marine and the Minister. I suppose not just local communities and individuals, but I suppose aquaculture farmers as well. There has been an awful lot of division within communities over the last number of while about aquaculture licensing and the process that the department used. I strongly believe the policy of the department and the process of how aquaculture licences are applied for and divvied out is probably the biggest issue. So I would encourage all communities and individuals as well as aquaculture farmers to make submissions. The deadline is on Friday at 5 o'clock. So I just think that it's an opportunity now for the people of the coastal communities to have a management plan put in place so that we can move forward developing our coast for all leisure and aquaculture activity.
And it's not a case, is it, that, you know, the vast majority of people in the county are against oyster farms and so on. It's just a case of getting their voices heard on it.
That's exactly it. Aquaculture farming is not, you know, as I say, the vast majority of people are not against aquaculture farming in principle. However, it's vast scale of developments that are being proposed at the minute and unsuitable areas of high scenic community and, you know, no more than, I suppose, the most obvious would have been Critch Island. So I suppose what I'm saying is that this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for people to have their voices heard, but it's also an opportunity that the process becomes more that there's more clarity and there's more public consultation within it.